Fiona Kelly is here now with what it says in this morning's newspapers.
Last night's RTE documentary on One radio programme, which carried interviews with two brothers who spoke about the sexual abuse they suffered at Blackrock College in Dublin in the 1970s and 80s, generates the lead story in today's Irish Times and Irish Independent. Following a civil action taken by David and Mark Ryan, who are now aged 58 and 61, over abuse allegations against Father Tom O'Byrne and other priests at the school, the Spiritan's Order made a six-figure settlement without admission of liability or an apology back in 2003. Both papers report that since 2004, the congregation has paid out more than €5 million in settlements surrounding abuse claims, with 12 of those made with 12 men in connection with abuse at Blackrock College. A total of 233 men have made allegations of abuse against priests from the Spiritan's Order throughout Ireland and overseas, and the congregation says that it expects more abuse survivors to come forward. COP27 is the lead story in the Irish Examiner, which focuses on the human toll of climate change. We're told that there were 15,000 heat-related deaths in Europe in 2022 and that experts predict that figure may rise significantly. Nursing homes, we are in crisis. That's the lead headline in the Irish Daily Mail, which reports on an emergency meeting being organised by Nursing Homes Ireland in response to new measures announced yesterday to help their members deal with rising energy costs, which they say don't go far enough. The DUP is expected to come under renewed pressure to end its boycott of Stormont, arising out of signals from Brussels that a fresh deal on checks between Britain and Northern Ireland could happen within weeks. That's according to the lead story in today's Irish News. The Belfast Telegraph leads today with the finding of a medical practitioner's tribunal that a doctor provided inaccurate evidence to an inquest into the death of a child at the Royal Belfast Hospital for Sick Children. Dr. Heather Steen has been found guilty of a raft of allegations relating to her actions following the death of 9-year-old Claire Roberts in 1996. The Irish Daily Star leads with yesterday's High Court order to extradite 64-year-old Imre Arrakis to Lithuania. It's alleged that the Estonian hitman, who has completed a jail sentence here for his involvement in a plot to murder James Gately in Northern Ireland in 2017, acted as a mercenary and supplied guns to an organised gang involved in the murder of a Lithuanian pop star's lover. Details from yesterday's hearing of the trial of three men involved in the Regency Hotel shooting in 2016 generates the lead story in the Irish Sun. And finally, the Irish Daily Mirror gives front page coverage to last night's meeting of Dublin City Council, which failed to overturn Lord Mayor Caroline Conroy's decision not to have live animals at this year's crib at the Mansion House. Away with the manger.